Hey, fighters, what's going on? Welcome to the 5 a.m. fight. Let's kick off another kick-ass week here in your business. And guys, today I want to talk about, God, we talk about this so much, but the reason I talk about it so much is you need it. I need it. We all need this, I promise you. And it's simply this. It is a reminder that you get what you look for. Guys, what you believe matters. I want to tell a story here. I'll keep the people out of it, who they were. But I can look back at several relationships of mine through the years. And what I realized, you know, with, you know, time and age and things like that, guys, you get some wisdom. And what I've learned is that what you continue to tell yourself about somebody, you see more of them. So those of you that are married to somebody, right? If you think that your wife's a ball and chain and that's what you let go in your head, you know, or, you know, just call it what it is. Yeah, I've heard some guys go, yeah, my wife's a bitch. Okay. Some of the women listen to this. You're like, yeah, my husband's lazy. He's an asshole. He doesn't care. He's not emotional. He's not affectionate. Guys, insert whatever the thing is about the person that you're thinking about. When you continually allow your brain to focus on that shit, you fucking find more of it 100% of the time. I could look back at some key relationships over the years, and the things that I told myself about those people, I simply saw more of. So you're like, well, Reaver, what the heck are we talking about this for today on the contractor fight? Was it fucking, you know, marriage class, counseling class? No, guys, but the point is this. You get what you look for, and what you believe matters. And remember, what your thoughts are, your thoughts become what you believe. What you believe, okay? Thoughts become beliefs. Beliefs become actions. Actions become results. So if you... Let's stick with the relationship thing here. Your spouse, say you're listening to this and you're thinking of your husband, he's a lazy ass. If you keep telling yourself he's lazy, you're going to believe that. And then your actions are going to reflect that. Okay? You're not going to be whatever you need to be for your husband or your person in order for them to prove you wrong. And so, guys, in the business sense here, if you tell yourself over and over and over, that clients only care about money. They only want to hire the cheap people. Then guess what? That becomes a belief and you're going to see more of that. In fact, you're going to get to the point where that's all you can fucking see. And those of you that have been around the block a little bit, you know what I'm talking about here. The more you tell yourself something, the more you believe the damn story. If you tell yourself over and over and over again, there's no good employees out there. Nobody wants to work hard. Everybody's lazy, then those become your beliefs, which trickle into the actions or inactions that are required of you to do your fucking job and hire somebody. And then the results you get are you can't grow your team, can't keep a team together, whatever it might be. So guys, I want to encourage you today. This is why in our fight planner, thecontractorfight.com/plan, go get a free download of the daily sheet. If you don't want to buy the thing, totally cool. You know that, you know the drill. That's why I talk so much on the left about the left side of the sheet. Starts with our gratitude, right? You get more of what you focus on. You get what you look for. If I start my day with gratitude and I put my eyes on the things that I'm happy with in my life, then I'm going to find more of those things. And then it moves into our affirmations, our I am statements. I am this, I am that. Okay? So maybe if you're having a hard time hiring somebody, maybe you start writing things you're grateful for in the hiring process, in your company, things you're grateful for in you. Maybe your I am statements reflect something along the lines of, I am fully capable of equipping myself with the skills needed in order to attract, hire, and retain kick-ass people. What would happen if you simply told yourself that every day? Guys, what you believe matters. Please be intentional about what you allow in your brain because those things become your beliefs. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next time.